Well, the purpose behind this is to deal with the referral to job paths by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. The department selects job seekers on a random basis for referral to job paths. And if you're selected for job paths, you'll receive a letter inviting you to an information session, and then you will be involved in intense individual discussions with them, and they will help you towards finding a job. But we find that in most cases, it's not that successful. It's successful in some cases, but our problem with this is that if you are in job path, then you're deprived of participating in a place on a community employment scheme, a rural social scheme, or a TOO scheme. And of course, I know people, as do my colleagues, who are on it for 12 months, haven't received a job, and then they're on it, they're selected again, and the employment schemes are crying out for these people in their local areas, and they're deprived from working on the community employment schemes where they can do some great work in their local areas. So I believe that this is not good enough. So does all the members of my party, and I'm quite happy that we will receive support from across the political divide in opposition. This has to change.
So you're saying this bill would provide more leeway for those on job path to participate in these schemes?
Well, if they're on job path now, then they can't participate. But what we're saying, if they are on job path, then they should have the choice to continue on job path, or if there's a scheme in the locality that they can avail of that. It's very simple, but at the moment, I believe it's very discriminatory.